All of us are familiar with applications of wood used outdoors. Logs in a log cabin, wood siding, a wood deck, or a mailbox post. There are hundreds of examples, but in almost all of these examples, we use preservatives to extend the usable life of the wood. We apply stain to the exterior of a log cabin or wood siding. We purchase pressure-treated wood to build a deck or install a mailbox post. These chemical treatments can extend the life of the wood by years or even decades. What if I told you that there's a way to extend the usable life of wood in these exterior applications without the use of chemicals? Is it too good to be true? No, it's actually called thermally modified wood. Thermally modified wood has been around for decades, but it's found expanded market use in the United States in recent years. Its market is growing extremely quickly in Europe because the European Union has more restrictive policies on chemically treated wood. After treatment, the chemical structure of the wood is modified so it is no longer palatable to decay fungi or insects. Thermally modified wood is popular because you get the decay resistance without the use of added chemicals. The process used to thermally modify wood is a controlled pyrolysis process. There are about five or six different methods for thermally modifying wood, but the basics are all the same. Wood is heated to more than 350 degrees Fahrenheit in an extremely low oxygen environment. If oxygen were present, combustion would occur at that temperature. The process used here in the Lake States uses a three-phase treatment. Phase one consists of a gradual increase in temperature of the wood to reduce the moisture content. Kiln-dried lumber is required for treatment, and that's usually kiln-dried to about 8% moisture content. Phase two uses a rapid increase in the temperature to reach the 350-degree mark. Here, the cellular composition of the wood is altered in this high-heat, low-oxygen environment. The cellulose, lignin, and hemicellulose of the wood is changed within the cell wall. The third and final phase introduces steam to cool the wood down and increase the final moisture content to around 4%. The main advantage of thermally modified softwood lumber and hardwood lumber is that they can be used for applications that require high durability. We are able to take a non-durable species and transform that species into a durable product. The main mechanism is the change in the wood chemistry. Decay fungi use an enzyme called cellulase to break down the chemical bonds in the wood structure. Since the wood chemistry is modified, the cellulase enzyme is no longer effective at breaking up the cellulose for digestion by the fungi. The second advantage is that shrinking and swelling is reduced from 50 to 90%. This makes the wood more stable for certain building applications. Another advantage is the color change. Thermally modified wood is darkened, ranging from a light brown to a coffee color. The color often resembles more expensive imported tropical woods. As a principle, the heat treatment process can be done to really any wood species. The main disadvantage is that the strength is decreased as a result of the high temperatures. In general, the bending strength is reduced up to 30% or more with higher temperatures. Thermally modified wood also becomes more brittle, which can make it difficult to machine. The final disadvantage is that thermally modified wood is more expensive than its unmodified cousin. The modification process is energy intensive and is one more step added to the manufacturing process. Thermally modified wood is one amazing product derived from Wisconsin's forest. Demand for these sustainable products helps manage our forests and provide economic opportunity in the Northwoods for generations to come. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovee from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.